We have had a very beautiful and dry summer year 2013 in Denmark. Today is the 2nd of August, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. The book was originally written in Danish 2007, and 2009 it was published in English. In year 2016, my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, A New Theory of Evolution, was published in not less than 8 different languages. In 2 Scandinavian languages, Danish and Swedish, and into English and German, and then 2 Roman languages in French and Spanish, and into 2 Slavic languages, Croatian and Russian. My second book, Martinus and the New World Morality, is published in Danish and Swedish, in German and English, in Spanish and Russian, and language number 7 is the international language Esperanto. And in the book, there is 30 pages about Esperanto, because an international language also belongs to the new world morality. Please look for the books on Amazon.com and on oletterkelsen.dk. I hope you will enjoy this short introduction.
I would like to tell a little bit about my book. First, I should mention that Martinus is a Danish author. He lived from 1890 and died in 1981. And he's very little known in the world, but he has created a new cosmology called Martinus cosmology. And it is the theory of everything that exists. And Darwin is a very famous scientist. He published his book, The Origin of Species, in 1859. And then, especially in the United States, there came a new theory called the Intelligent Design Theory. I think it appeared around 88, 89, 90. And in the United States, there were some people who would like that there was an alternative to Darwin's teaching. He has made this evolutionary theory where evolution takes place gradually in small steps. And it went to the Supreme Court in the United States, and they did not allow that they taught the biblical account about how God has created man and the different species. It was not science, and they could not teach that in school. Then they made a scientific theory. And then they wanted to have another hypothesis, another theory in the biological classes. And the purpose of the intelligent design theory is to show that Darwin is wrong. And Darwin published his book in 1859. And it was a bestseller. And all the scientists were very fond of Darwin's book, but the church was very much against it. And it seems as if this discussion has gone on for 150 years, and they are still discussing it very much. And it's very strange, how can they have such a discussion? And personally, I think it is because there is some truth in both theories. They have a fragment of the eternal truth. But Martinus, he's a Danish philosopher who has created an eternal world picture, which includes everything that exists. And from that point of view, I can see that Darwin, he has a fragment of the truth, but also the intelligent design theory also have a fragment of the truth. So, but they are very much against each other, but there is some truth in both camps, so to speak. And in Darwin, there are 2 main factors. It is the mutation and survival of the fittest. That is the motor. That is the driving force in the evolution. And the evolution takes place in small changes. if there is a mutation that gives an advantage in the survival, then this mutation will be transferred to the offspring. But only when the mutation gives an advantage, it will go on. And Martino thinks, yes, it is true that evolution takes place in small steps. But then the people with the intelligent design theory, they don't think that one species can develop into another species. And they have, the purpose of is to show Darwin wrong. So they have, they use the paleontology, they find, they argue with the fossils and say that there is not enough fossils to show the transition states between the different species. But they also have a lot of arguments from the biochemistry. If you have a motor in a car, and if there's just one error in the car, in the motor, if you take one part out, the whole motor doesn't work, and the motor has been planned and designed. And if you go into a cell, it's even more complicated than the motor in a car. And if you just take one thing out of the cell, then the cell doesn't work anymore. So they think there is some kind of consciousness and plan behind. So they have found some examples from biochemistry and from geology, and they think they have proved Darwin wrong. And then their conclusion is there must be another cause. There must be an intelligent cause. But they do not explain how this intelligent cause has worked and how the species has been created. But Martinus also think that there is a design in nature. But every creation takes place in different steps. If you create a sculpture or a painting, there is an evolutionary process, and it's an ongoing process. So every creation goes through an evolution, but also every evolution leads to a creation. But if you talk with scientists, they think there is no plan in the evolution. There is no sense in the life. There is no purpose. There is no goal. If you have such ideas, they say that's religion. It's deep religious to think about that. But Martinus has shown the meaning of life and has shown there is a plan in the evolution. And so for Martinus, the most important in the evolution is the evolution of consciousness. In the biology with Darwin, the most important thing is only the evolution of the physical body. But to Martinus, evolution of the consciousness is most important. But the most intriguing thing is the question, can consciousness exist outside a physical body? And science says consciousness can only exist in a physical body, which is living. And when we die, the consciousness fades out and disappears. But there are some research in near-death experience. People who had been clinically dead for a certain period can explain while they were brain dead that they have experienced something. And there are now many proofs that the consciousness survives the death of the physical body. But that's an argument that the natural science can't explain. But Martinus, he explains in his eternal world picture that life existed for eternity. Martinus thinks that human beings are living beings, but planet Earth is also a living being. The solar system is a living being. The galaxy is a living being. Groups of galaxies. The whole universe, the eternal, infinite universe, is a living being. But our organs are also individual living beings. The cells are living beings. The molecules are living beings. And it goes on infinity in microcosmos. And in philosophy, they have the big problem of consciousness. How did consciousness come around? Scientists, they're looking for, when did the universe start? When did life start? But Martino thinks there are some phenomena, they just simply have an existence. Maybe natural science could accept that the sum of energy is constant, which means that the energy has never started and the energy would never end. The energy is just something that exists. Why does energy exist? There's no explanation, it just exists. Why is the whole universe a living being? There's no explanation because it has been so for eternity. So the solution of the big problem of consciousness is just something that exists. But in Martinus' world picture, a living being have two sides. All living beings have an eternal side. They have an eternal body, and then they have a created body. And for us, the physical body is a created body, and that can go under, and then you can create a new physical body. But we have an eternal body that doesn't go under. And Martinus says the basic factor in evolution is experiences. Every time when you've made an experience, you have developed. Every time when you have trained and practiced, you have created talents. And these talents that you create during your life can be stored in this eternal body, which means that they survive the death of the body. Because in natural science, they start with the egg cell and the sperm cell, and they melt together. And then you are, human beings, they have 23 pairs of chromosomes, 23 from the mother and 23 from the father. And it contains a huge amount of information. And how did that information come around? They say it has been created by chance, by mutations. And they survive because in the struggle for life, it's the survival of the fittest. If it gives an advantage in the struggle for life, they would survive. But in general, they claim that this huge amount of information has come around by chance. This information has, so to speak, come out of the blue air. But that's not the way you make computers. You have really to collect information and make programs and put them into the computer. Then, during the whole life, we go to school, we learn, we go to work, we get educated, we study. The whole life we collect a lot of information. We train and practice. We can tell others a little bit about our experiences. But in general, according to the one life theory, all this information is lost when we die. So the collected information disappears in the blue air, and we start with a lot of information, it comes out of the blue air. So that's two absurd theories. And Martinus thinks that all the information, all the training and practice that we have collected in one life is stored in this eternal body. And there we have the talents, so to speak, talent kernels. And they have a physical mirror image in form of the chromosomes. So every talent kernel corresponds to a gene. And in that way, there is a meaning with evolution. No single experience is wasted in relation to the evolution. Because when you have made an experience, you've trained and practiced, you create talents. And in that way, you also create new genes. And then they can be transferred from life to life. What I learn, I cannot pass on to my children. That's also what the science says. But all things that I've created myself, I can pass on to myself in the coming lives. So Martinus is working with a concept of reincarnation. And then he's also, so the biggest factor in the evolution is the consciousness of the individual. And because the individual is learning everything every day, every life, that is the motor in the evolution. But we have a body, for example, we have different organs, and they are working almost like machines. And Martinus says that machines have been invented, but also our organs have been invented. And Martinus is talking about spiritual worlds, and there is one world, he called it the kingdom of wisdom, and this is the culmination of intelligence. And he thinks that all organs in our body are inventions. And he even thinks that our eye is a kind of camera. Once the camera was a physical invention, but later on it was built in into flesh and blood. So Martinus is to some detail describing how the intelligent design is made. And there is also, when these human beings or these living beings in the spiritual planes have got their ideas, they can test the ideas in the physical world. There are inventors and scientists who are receptive, but they can also be practiced, put into practice in nature. So Martinus, he gives a very logical explanation to the evolution. But here in my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, there are 25 chapters. And in every chapter, I mention a problem. And then I say, Martinus look upon this problem in this way. Darwin looks upon it in this way. And Intelligent Design looks upon it in this way. But principally, this book is an introduction to Martinus' world picture, to Martinus' cosmology. But I found it was a very interesting way to introduce Martinus, because then you get sort of some perspective. Darwin or the biologists think so and so, and those who like Intelligent Design theories think so and so, and Martinus thinks so and so. But Martinus' explanations are much more complete, because his cosmology represents the theory of everything. And in that picture, you could say, yes, Darwin is right. The evolution takes place continuously. But the Intelligent Design theory, yes. The most important thing is that there is a consciousness. They are not saying it directly, but the adherents, those who like the theory, are very often religious people, and they think that there is a divine creator, that God has created. But we have intelligence, planet Earth have intelligence, and there is, when you collect all the intelligence in the universe, a kingdom of wisdom where there is intelligence. And there, the bodies that we are living in, they are designed. So there is also some truth in the Intelligent Design theory. In natural science, they think we start with physical matter, Big Bang, and then there is hydrogen and helium. And later on, life comes around by chance. And by chance, life, consciousness is produced, life. They think the physical matter is the primary and the consciousness is secondary. But Martinus thinks they put it around. Most important is the consciousness. And physical matter is a tool for the consciousness. The consciousness can express itself through the physical matter and can experience through the physical matter. I found this is a nice way to introduce Martinus' world picture. I have studied biochemistry at the Technical University of Denmark, and I've studied biology at the University of Copenhagen. And I've been interested in Martinus' cosmology since I was a teenager. I've studied Martinus' cosmology for 50 years, and maybe for some 30 years I've given lectures. So that has been my biggest interest the whole life. What is life and how does life work? So this book is a kind of fulfillment of my life contract, because I've tried to build a bridge between natural science and Martinus' cosmology. And that has been very inspiring for me to introduce this book. And it has been written originally in Danish, and it has been translated into English. And all in all, it has been translated into 7 other languages. It's also translated into German and Croatian and Spanish, French, Russian and German. Thank you for your interest.
At the end of this episode, I shall talk 10 minutes on the Spanish translation of my Darwin book. The translator was Eduard Serrano from Mérida in Venezuela. I would like to tell that I've written a book in Danish about Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. My book was published in Danish in 2007, but my book was also published in Spanish in year 2010, and now the book has also been published in an electronic version. And on the front page of the book, you can see 3 colors, and there is also 3 parts in the book. There is Martinus theory, there is a theory of Darwin, and there is a theory of Intelligent Design. And there are 3 different theories that I treat in my book. And
Actually, it's quite interesting. There is a man called Eduardo Serrano who has translated my book in Venezuela. He lives in a city called Mérida. And I'm very grateful to him. He didn't know Danish, but he has translated my book from English into Spanish. And how did Martinus Cosmology come to Venezuela? Well, one, I have a friend called Kai Jensen, and he was thinking about a holiday in the Caribbean in Venezuela, and together with another Swedish friend, Stefan, they went there and gave some lectures, and they gave some lectures in Mérida, and there was a man who was interested. And it's quite interesting that he has translated my book, and there is actually one little study group in Mérida in Venezuela where they study Martinus cosmology. Otherwise, Martinus cosmology is rather unknown outside Scandinavia. The yellow color in Martinus cosmology is a symbol of feelings, and it's also a symbol of religious belief. Once people believed that God created all the different species, all the living beings in 7 days, and they've not changed since then. And then in 1859, Darwin published his book on the origin of species. And then there was a huge debate, a huge discussion between people who believed in the Christianity and then people who were modern people who were working with natural science. And actually, still after 150 years, they are still discussing. How is it possible to discuss for such a long time? I think it's because that they have some kind of truth. Martinus has made an eternal world picture. It is all inclusive. Martinus explains everything that exists. So to me, the Darwinism is a fragment of Martinus' spiritual science. And also the theory of intelligent design is a fragment of the cosmology. But I should say there is the pure religious belief God has created the species, the world as it is. That is pure religion. But in the United States, they wanted to teach that in the classes of biology, but they were not allowed because they said, this is not science, this is religion. Then they worked with it in a scientific way, and then they made a new theory called the theory of intelligent design. And they said, this is a scientific theory, and it is an alternative to the theory of Charles Darwin. And because there are two parallel, two alternatives in school, they should learn about both. And the purpose of the theory of intelligent design is to prove Darwin wrong. And when they have succeeded to show that Darwin is wrong, they say there must be another cause to the evolution or to the creation of the bodies. There must be another possibility. There must be an intelligence behind. But they do not tell anything about the mechanism in the creation of the bodies. But Martinus explains it in many details. He thinks, just like Darwin, that all evolution is continuously. When you have made an experience, when you have had, when you've trained, when you've practiced, you have developed. But the result of these can be stored in the eternal core of the living being, in the eternal body. So no experience, no training, no practice is wasted. It can be transferred to coming lives. And also on the spiritual plane, there are different kingdoms. We have mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom. There is also a kingdom of wisdom and a divine world, a kingdom of intuition. And Martinus thinks that that there exists an intelligence in the universe that has created the very complicated bodies of human beings, of animals and plants. If you look at a house, you know there is an intelligence behind the house. But a body, a living body, is more ingenious constructed than a simple house. So that must need even more intelligence to create. So I have presented these three theories, Darwin, theory of intelligent design, and Martinus. But of course, I'm a kind of a specialist in Martinus cosmology, but maybe not that much in the other theories. So for that reason, I've tried to explain the whole consequences of the spiritual science on the evolutionary theory. And if I should just say something general about Martinus cosmology, that is that his spiritual science includes everything that exists. The object is everything that exists. Martinus has created an eternal world picture. He works with things in microcosmos, in mesocosmos, in macrocosmos. He works with all time. He works with an eternal past and an eternal future. Everything that can be included in time and space is included. And also the things outside the created worlds, the creative power and the creator is included in his world picture. And Martinus shows with his world picture that everything is very good. And he shows the whole universe is a cosmos. For that reason, it's also a cosmology. He shows that the universe is well-ordered, ruled and governed by laws. It might look from our perspective as if something takes place by chance. But Martinus thinks that it is governed by consciousness. The energy is eternally existing, but the phenomenon consciousness is also eternally existing. Life is eternally existing. And when it's a cosmology, it's because the whole universe is an eternal, infinite, living being. And all living beings are parts of this infinite, big, living universe. And there are two kinds of experiences. There is something pleasant and something unpleasant. But the unpleasant things are also good. If you make a mistake, it is unpleasant. But if you imagine, you make a mistake and the consequences would be pleasant. Why should you stop to make mistakes? So that's a good thing in the physical world. When you make mistakes, you will suffer from it. But that means that you will learn from it. And for that reason, you will develop. When you have suffered yourself, you get compassion. When you have experience on your own body, you can feel with others. That make you humane and loving. So you can say that there is the pleasant good and the unpleasant good. But the end result is that everything is very good.